Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the fourth chapter of Hilchos Nazirus. In this parak, the Rambam discusses how to count the days of a term of being a Nazir.
Halacha Aleph. Ha'omer hareni Nazir, harei zeh megaleach teglachas tara yom echad u'shloshim. If somebody says that I'm going to be a Nazir, so then, in terms of when he will do the shaving process, he does that on the 31st day when he has completed the 30 days in purity. Megaleach b'yom shloshim yatzah. If he does this shaving process on the 30th day itself, he has also filled his obligation. Amahareni Nazir Shloshim Yom, and Megaleach El Biyom Echad Shloshim. If, however, he didn't just say that he will be a Nazir, but rather he says, I will be a Nazir for 30 days, so then he cannot do the shaving process on the 30th day, rather, only on the 31st. Lacha Beis. Misha Nazir Shtei Naziros. Megaleach Es HaRishonim Biyom Echad Shloshim, Vesashniya Biyom Echad Beshishim. If somebody had taken upon himself two different vows to be a Nazir, so then he does the shaving process of the first one on the 31st day, and the shaving process of the second one on the 61st day. V'migileach as harishona yom shloshim, migileach as hashniya yom shishim. If, however, he had done the shaving process of the first one on the 30th day, as we saw in the previous halacha, which is technically valid, so then he does the shaving process of the second one on the 60th day. V'migileach yom tisha v'chamishim yatza, shiyom shloshim ololo aflamin nazir shniya. If, however, he had done the second process of shaving on the 59th day, then he's also fulfilled his obligation in this case, because the 30th day is able to count for the second count as well. Halacha Gimel. Ha'omer hareni Nazir, v'nazir kishiyah libein. If somebody had taken upon himself a status of being a Nazir right now, as well as saying that he'll become a Nazir when he has a son born to him, v'hizchal nazir shalom, and he began the first one, v'achar kach nola lobein, and then he had a child born to him afterwards, mashlan es shalom, v'achar kach mona es shel b'na. First, he counts the one he had taken upon himself, and then when he completes that one, he'll begin to count for the one for having a son. Amar hareni nazir k'sheli bein, hareni nazir kach v'kach yom. If somebody said, I will become a nazir when I have a son, and in addition, he says, I will be a nazir for a certain amount of days, v'hezchel b'nazir shalom, v'achar kach nolad lo bein, and he had begun the status of being a nazir for that set amount of days, and then afterwards had a son born to him, posik nazir shalom, umona eshel b'no, he stops the counting that had been done just on his own, and then begins the counting of the one for his son, and then once he completes that one, he goes back and completes from the point where he had left off the one that he was doing independent of his son. And both of them are considered like one status of being a Nazir. Accordingly, if he becomes impure during the process of his status of being a Nazir for his son, then in that case, it's ruined everything. If, after he completes the one for his son, he becomes impure during the one when he's trying to finish his own, then it doesn't destroy the whole thing, rather, it just goes back to the point of the one where he was up to for his son. Now, how many days must he now do in order to fill his own? If there remain left to his status of being a Nazir, once his son is born, 30 or more days, so then he stops, he counts the one for his son, and then afterwards completes the one that he had left, however many days were left. If, however, left to his own status was less than 30 days, so then he counts just 30 after his son is born, Nazirus. Because you can't have less than 30 days between one shaving and the next shaving. Halacha Dalet. Ketzad. I'm going to illustrate this more. Ha'omer hareni nazir kishiyah libein. V'hareni nazir me'ayom. That's when he said, I will become a nazir when I have a son born to me, and I will be a nazir for 100 days. V'hezchel b'nazir shalo v'nolad lo bein. And he had begun being a nazir for that first status, and then had a son born to him. Im nishar min ha'me'ah shenadar shloshim yom o yeser. If there remain left of the 100, 30 or more days, kishanolat had been when the son was born, lo hefzik klum, he hasn't lost out at all. Shri posik nazir shalom, umaschil, umone shalbano, umigaleach, umevi karmenosav, umashlamash shloshim o yaser, shenish arim ziziroso, umigaleach naziruso. In that case, all he has to do is stop the count for his own one, begin counting for his sons, do that one, then shave and bring his karbanos for that one, then go back and complete the 30 or more days that were left from his own one, and then shave and bring the karbanos for that one. The im nishar min ha'me'ah pachos mishloshim, soser ad shivim. If, however, there was less than 30 that were left, So then he's going to lose out on some of it to the point where it's as if he had only counted to 70 because he's going to have to do 30 afterwards. Halacha hey, ketzad, I'll illustrate this even further. Nola ha-ben, biyom shmonim, mona shalbano, umashlim shalbano, umagaleach, umashlim nos me'achar hatiglachas, shloshim yom, v'nimsa mafsid mikodim avlad, asariyam, v'shem yom shimim ad avlad, v'chein kokyot b'zeh. For example, if the son was born to him on the 80th out of his 100th days, and then he has to stop, take on himself and his years for having had a son, finish that one, then do the shaving process for that one, bring the karbanos, and then he's going to count another 30 days. And therefore, in total, he'll have done 110 days of being a nazir. He's thus lost 10 of those days that he had counted prior to his son being born. It's as if he had only done until 70, not until 80. And so too in any similar case. Halacha vav. Ha'omer harini nazir la'achar esrim yom. Somebody says that I will become a nazir after 20 days pass. V'chazar v'omer harini nazir me'ata me'ayom. And then he says, right now I should be a nazir for 100 days. Mona esrim yom. Uposek umaslum nos shloshim shinaziros shenador la'achar esrim. V'achar shloshim megaleach tiglachas tara. Umevi korbanosav. V'chazar amona shmonim yom kedei l'hashlum ha'meah shenador v'sof umegaleach umevi korbanosav. In this case, what he does is he starts counting from the 100. He does 20 days of that, then pauses, does 30 days for the other vow to be a nazir that he had taken. The default there is 30 days, so he does 30 days of being a nazir for that. After that, he does the shaving process, he brings his karbanos, and he goes back to the 100 days one. He has 80 days left of that one, so he does 80 more days of being a nazir for that one, and then ultimately he will shave and bring his karbanos then. Halchazad. Amahreini nazir la'achar esrim yom, vareini nazir me'ata. And so he says, I will be a nazir after 20 days, and I will be a nazir right now. So in this case, mona shloshim yom, megaleach tiglachas tara, v'chozer mona shloshim yom achirim, v'han nazir shenadur la'achar esrim. First, he counts 30 days that he had taken upon himself right then and there, and then shaves, and then brings his karbanos. And then afterwards, what he does is count another 30 days, and then that will count for the ones that he said will take effect after 20 days. Shem Tomar Mona Esrim Uposek Mona Shloshim Megaleach Disharim Naziris Sheskoba Asar Yom Bilvad Ve'Aiming Tiglachas Tara LeTiglachas Tara LeOlam Palchus Rishloshim Yom. This must be true, because if you would want to say in this case that what he should do is first count 20 days, then stop, do the 30 days, then shave and bring his karbanos, and then stop, go back to the first one and complete just the 10 days that remain, then he would have to shave after only 10 days. And as we've said, you never have less than 30 days in between them. Halacha ches. Amar harini nazir la'achar esrim yom. V'chazar v'amar harini nazir olam me'ata. Lo chal alav nazir shenadar rishona. And somebody said, I will be a nazir after 20 days. And then afterwards he said, I want to be a nazir right now, forever. And in that case, the original one that he had said, that it will take effect after 20 days, never takes effect, and he just is a nazir forever. Halacha tes. Similarly, if somebody had said that I should be like a nazir like Shimshon after 20 days pass, and then he said afterwards that I should be a nazir starting from right now, so then he does not shave after he's completed his status of being a nazir of the 30 days that he had just taken right now. Instead, he just keeps going on as a nazir like Shimshon. Halacha Yud. Mishamar Hare Ani Nazir Yom Echad Lifnei Misasi Hare Ze Asr L'Shos Yain L'Tamei L'Galeach L'Olam. If somebody says, I take upon myself that I should be a Nazir one day before I die, since he'll never know when he's going to die, it's forbidden for him to drink wine or have any grape products, for him to become impure by contact with a dead body, or for him to ever shave. Halach Yud Aleph. Ha'omar Hare Nazir B'Yom Sheben David Bo Im B'chol Nadar Hare Ze Asr L'Olam. In the Shabbos of Yom Tov Nader, Osa Shabbos also Yom Tov Mutter, Mikan Melech Asr L'Olam. Shlever Safik im Yavo B'Shabbos of Yom Tov Olo Yavo. Behol, who Safik B'Yom Shnader, Lo Chal Olam Naziris, Shasafik Naziris B'Hakim. Mikan Melech Chalav Naziris. B'Shabbos Haba, Shi Safik in B'Kas Naziris Shachal Olam. If somebody had said, very fascinating, Nazir vow, that he should be a Nazir on the day that Mashiach comes. In that case, if he had taken this vow to be a Nazir on a weekday, so then immediately onward, it's forbidden for him to do anything which is forbidden to a Nazir, because it's possible that Mashiach will come that day. However, if he had taken it on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, where it's already questionable whether Mashiach can come on that day, then since it's questionable fundamentally as to whether Mashiach can come this day, not whether Mashiach will come on this particular day or the next one, every day is possible for Mashiach to come, except Shabbos or Yom Tov. And if that's the case, so then we err on the side of leniency with regards to uncertainty in Nidarim of Nazirus, and therefore it does not take effect yet. However, after that Shabbos or Yom Tov passes, as soon as you get to a weekday, it will take effect, and then it stays in effect forever. Even on the upcoming Shabbos, even on some upcoming Yom Tov, it will not take it away because of the fact that it had already fallen. Halacha Yud Beis. Nazir Shishalmu Yimei Naziruso, Velo Gileach Te Glachas Tahara, Harei Ze Aser Ligaleach, Velishtos Yain, Letamei Lameisim, Kishayim Mikodem, Chodik Tli Naziruso Olav. If somebody had completed his term of being a Nazir, but had not yet gone through the shaving process, in that case, it's forbidden for him to cut his hair regularly, or to drink wine, or to become impure by contact with a corpse, because he still is, in some sense, considered a Nazir. He has all the obligations. In fact, if he then shaves, or he drinks wine, or he becomes impure in this fashion, so then he will receive lashes for having violated his Naziros. Halacha Yud Gimel. Misha Nader Ben Nazir, V'dimash Einu Neder, V'arei Noig Heter Ben Nidro, V'shasa Yayin. Well, Achar Zman Shal L'chacham, V'arahu Shu Neder, V'shu Chai Ben Naziros, V'arei Zamona Misha Shanader. V'nivrei Sofrim, Shinhog Isser Kiyam Shanog Ben Heter. If somebody had taken upon himself a Neder to be a Nazir, and he thought for some reason it hadn't taken effect, and therefore he enabled himself to ignore it, and he drank wine, and then, after some time, he asks somebody who's actually a Torah scholar, who tells him that no, this is incorrect. He rules that it was a binding neder. In that case, he's obligated to act as a Nazir. When does he start counting his days of a Nazir? On a fundamental Torah level, he's able to start counting on the day that he had taken upon himself that vow. However, on a rabbinic level, we say treat those days as if they didn't count, and he should now start from the point that he's discovered this as many days as he had taken upon himself. Halacha Yud Dalet. Ketzad. Throw him now. Illustrate this further. Here's another shloshim yom. V'nog heter benedro asar yom. V'nog iser eser yom. If somebody had taken upon himself a neder for 30 days to be a nazir, and then he had treated it as not binding for 10 of those days, and then afterwards for 20 days he treated it as binding, he kept the prohibitions. U'l'achar shloshim shal l'chacham v'asar lo. And then after the 30 days had passed, he asked somebody who was a Torah scholar who told him it was forbidden, it was really a binding neder. In that case, he's supposed to count 10 days from the day that he had asked, opposite those 10 days that he had treated as not being a binding days of Naziris. If he chooses not to, he violates this rabbinic decree, and he either drinks wine, or he cuts his hair, or he becomes impure with contact with a mace, with a corpse, in those 10 days, in that case, he will receive lashes on a rabbinic level. Halacha Tezbav. When is this true? But Naziris Mu'etas. This is if it had been a short status of being a Nazir, only 30 days. Afa Naziris Mu'ruba. Dayoshin Og Shloshim Yom Naziris. Afa Pish Avar Naziruso Hamruba Kol Yamav. If it was longer than 30 days, then it's considered enough that he take care of that which he must rectify with just 30 days, even though he might have gone well over a span of 30 days in terms of violating this status of being a Nazir, might have done it his whole life, and therefore should owe many more days. 30 days is enough. If he hadn't observed the prohibition at all, he hadn't seriously considered the status of being a Nazir at all, so then we don't pay any attention to him whatsoever, and we don't allow him to have any leniencies. Kol based in Shin's Kakan Lazet, Ukiotipo, Modian Lailu, Shimizalzam in the Dharm, Shain Chai Menat Torah, Oshirla Hemahaka, Oshiv Tahula Pesach, Medano so based in Hajot. If there ever is a rabbinic court which does help a person like this and removes his neder, and they end up informing those that treat the Dharm lightly that they're not obligated on a Torah level to do it, or they rule to them in a lenient fashion, or they find some way for them to get out of it, in that case, that court should be placed in excommunication. Halacha Yud Zayin, the final halacha of the parak. Isha shenadra ben Naziris, v'shomu yimei Naziris, v'viya korban seha, v'nishchata achas mnei behemos, v'nizrak dama, v'achar kach shoma baila, afal pish adayin lo gilcha, eino yachal hafer. If a woman had taken upon herself
the status of being a Nazir. She completes the term of being a Nazir, and she even brought her korbanos, and one of those animals had already been slaughtered, and its blood had been sprinkled, and then afterwards the husband discovers that she had taken upon herself this neder to be a Nazir. Even though she hadn't yet cut her hair in this shaving process, nonetheless, the husband is not able to annul it. Then Kodem Zrika, if, however, this had occurred, the husband had found out about it, before the blood had been sprinkled from that korban, Hari is a Yafir. In that case, he still is able to annul it. He can still waive her vow. But Ben Rav Murim, when is this true? Tiglachas Tara. If she was going through a shaving process of completing her term of being a Nazir. Abba Tiglachas Tuma. If, however, she had become impure, and that's why she had to shave, Yafir, Apal Pi Shekir B'Akoranos Shel Tiglachas Tuma. In that case, the husband is able to annul that vow, even though the korbanos were already brought. The rationale behind this, the Rambam explains, is because she still has to go and now restart her count and give an entire new term of being a Nazir, and accordingly the husband can waive that vow. Have a wonderful day.